This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. At this hour, confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are underway. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, a Republican, says the Senate is doing its job by considering President Donald Trump's High Court nominee.
The bottom line is Justice Ginsburg, when asked about this several years ago, said that a president serves for 4 years, not three. There's nothing unconstitutional about this process. This is a vacancy that's occurred through a tragic loss of a great woman, and we're going to fill that vacancy with another great woman.
Democrat and Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member Dianne Feinstein says striking down the Affordable Care Act will cause tremendous harm.
Some 12 million working Americans are covered through the ACA's Medicaid expansion. If the act is struck down, they lose their health care.
The U.S. Senate is moving ahead Monday morning on a U.S. President Donald Trump's pick to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and cement a conservative majority on the court before Election Day, November 3rd. The staunch conservative faces 4 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused each other on Monday of launching new attacks in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Azerbaijan said its military positions had been shelled overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but populated and governed by ethnic Armenians, said its forces had repelled Azeri army attacks. Armenia denied both Azeri assertions, and Reuters could not independently verify. This is VOA News. Emergency services were clearing debris of a collapsed building Monday in the densely populated city of Lagos in Nigeria that left at least 8 people dead. The cause of the incident, which happened Sunday, remains unknown, but building collapses are common in Africa's most populous country, where millions live in dilapidated properties and construction laws are routinely ignored. Dozens of people were helping with the clearing operation, with many victims believed to be trapped in the rubble. China says detained Australian writer Yang Hengwing has been indicted for espionage. China's foreign ministry said his case is currently being heard by a Beijing court. The 55-year-old blogger was detained by Chinese authorities in January of 2019 after arriving from New York. He has been held in a Beijing detention facility with no access to his family while his wife remains in China. Malaysia's police said Monday they've asked opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim to give a statement after they received complaints about names of lawmakers appearing in news media reportedly backing his claim to the premiership. Anwar last week announced he'd been granted an audience with King Al-Sultan Abdullah on Tuesday to present documentation, quote, of the strong and convincing majority, end quote, of legislators behind its bid to replace Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin. Police, in a statement, said they had received unspecified complaints over a widely circulated list of 121 federal lawmakers who supposedly were backing Anwar's bid. Germany is calling for European Union sanctions on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Speaking to reporters ahead of a meeting of EU foreign policy chiefs in Luxembourg, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said renewed violence against protesters in Minsk could not be ignored. Maas said, quote, the violence continues, perpetrated by the Lukashenko regime. There are still arrests of peaceful demonstrators, so we have to consider how to proceed, end quote. He added, quote, I have suggested that we establish a new package of sanctions, and Lukashenko should be among the people who will then be sanctioned, end quote. The EU has imposed travel bans and asset freezes on 40 Lukashenko allies, but held back from including Lukashenko in the list. Dozens of protesters in Belarus were arrested Sunday during the 10th straight weekend of demonstrations against Lukashenko. And once again, our top story is at this hour. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are underway. The Senate is moving ahead Monday to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.